This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Today we have a feature story about a renaissance of Native traditions. Greg Nothstein hesitates to say he's a dance group leader. He says he's more a sponsor and administrator. He does schedule King Ikemut dance group performances, but along with his mother Sophie Nothstein and their cousin Richard Atuk, he's also one of the founders of the dance group. Dr. Maria Williams is a musicologist and director of Native Studies at University of Alaska Anchorage. She says some of the early missionaries to Alaska preached against Native dancing, calling it a sin and shaming people who continued the practice. It survived only in the more isolated villages. Williams says she researched how that began to change 30-some years ago.
My dissertation actually was looking at this renaissance that I began to really see the rebirth in traditional Alaska Native dance groups, really in the 80s, beginning in the 70s and 80s, and it's continuing to this day, so it's this amazing thing to be a witness to.
King Ikemut means people of the high bluff, after the original name of Wales, a village in northwest Alaska. King Island is about 45 miles from Wales. Nothstein says long before he thought about forming a dance group, the late Paul Tialana of the King Island Dance Group would call on him to dance at performances in Anchorage.
He would look at me and he said, "I'm going up. This is a Wales song. You got to claim it. Come out here." He said, "Anytime you recognize a song from your village," and of course, I didn't know it was from my village at the time, he said, "you're supposed to come out and claim it. You're supposed to dance. That's protocol. If you don't claim it, you're going to lose it."
Nothstein is named after his grandfather, which in the Inupiaq view means his grandfather's soul is supporting him, almost as a reincarnation. The family didn't know where his grandfather was buried, though, until Nothstein was in his early 30s. He says a visit to the grave inspired him. He asked Tialana if he could practice with the King Island dancers.
He just smiled at me, and he said, "You know, when I was a boy, we used to travel to your mom's village of Wales, and I was maybe 2-3 years old, and I used to get in the bow of the kayak, and that was a real fun time for us kids. We'd go to your mom's village, and we'd go to the kajgi. The women were graceful. The men were real powerful singers and drummers. Wow, that was a real wonderful time." Yeah, you bet. You know what? If you go ask those elders who are still alive back in your mom's village, maybe they'll still remember some songs.
More than half the residents of Wales died in the 1918 influenza epidemic, though, so it wasn't clear how many Wales elders would know traditional songs. Still, Nothstein, with his mother and cousin, traveled there with a borrowed video camera. Enough elders did know songs. The group used the videos to learn, and the group grew. Nothstein vividly remembers their first performance at the World Eskimo Indian Olympics in Fairbanks almost 20 years ago.
And I was really singing my heart out. My aunt was sitting next to me, and I must have missed the cue. It's real easy. You miss cue, and you keep singing the other stanza. And she looks to me. She grabs my shoulder and my arm, and she says, real loud, "Not like that." And it's right in front of everybody, and I'm trying to drum at the same time.
Nothstein says the group finished their performance as gracefully as they could.
You have a couple of those experiences that some people will say, "Never again, never again, never again." But we said, "Okay, well, that's the price of admission for reclaiming your songs, you know. I mean, you just have to wade through some of these unknown areas and pitfalls and just keep going."
Nothstein says King Ikemut now regularly performs at different events. They'll soon perform at an elder's birthday party. He says he'd like to see dance groups become an even bigger part of community life.
There were songs that were used to be sung when couples got married, when somebody was successful at a hunt or built a new boat or a baby was born, or there was some significant aspect of life that happened to a whole bunch of people that they wanted to keep in memory. We don't do that as much as anymore.
Heidi Sanungatuk was a professional violinist with the Anchorage Symphony and other orchestras and always wanted to learn more about the music of her father's people, who are from Wales. She's now a PhD candidate in ethnomusicology. Sanungatuk says dance group members enjoy the music, dancing, and sense of community, and are making a statement.
People are trying to say, we are here, we're still here, and it's okay to be who we are, rather than, you know, what so many people have experienced in Alaska, which is you're not good enough as a Native person, or the whole colonial thought, which is, you know, get out of the way, we need your land.
At the rehearsal, Nostine told the participants it was the last practice before his daughter Raven left for college at Dartmouth. He and his mother and his two children danced the seal hunting dance together, a family favorite. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.